summer afternoon. And you don't have, it doesn't matter if you spill beer on it even.
Yeah, lazing on a sunny afternoon. Nice thing to think about in this weather. Georgia Strait, I do believe, started in 1967 at the Yale Hotel. The very beginnings. And the very first edition headline was the Great Bus Stop Bust.
I remember a guy that used to, he was always at the Yale. I forget now exactly what his position was, but he lived in the hotel. Well, maybe he was just a dude that I knew. But anyway, I thought, what a cool place to live.
Yeah, the Yale and the Cecil across the street from it. Drake and Granville on the east side of Granville, and on the other side was the Buffalo Club. Yeah, I'm Davy and Granville. Yeah, I know the neighborhood.
And there was a St. Helens. That place kind of metamorphosized a few times. It changed, you know, changed from one theme to another.
Yeah, and the Ramada, a few doors to the north of the Yale. The nightclub part of it was called the Hotel California.
That's right. B7HTPO. Just going to mention the California.
Ah, yeah, that's been in the news lately in the last couple of weeks. Something to do with they turned it into a single room occupancy type place, and the people upstairs were flooding out the nightclub and all the stuff downstairs and so on and so on, and making a mighty mess of things.
Oh, man. Hotel California. I totally forgotten about that place. Wow. Thanks for bringing that up. Harry, how's it going?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Signal, what happened? It's down in the mud now.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, just, how's it going?
It goes.
No, going pretty well. No complaints here.
Oh, there's some jerk off in the background there doing a QRM. Funny. Loser.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You're just way down there.
The dash after the T and stuff like that. There's an actual app that I have an Android phone, so there's an actual app that you don't even have to do that. I have no problems doing it. And it's on an older Android phone. And no need to type in anything.
Oh, you're talking about the YouTube ad count canceling thing or whatever it is, program?
That's right. Problem is, you have to, because of YouTube's Play Store policies now, because of, approved apps and stuff, and also older phones can't handle the newer apps because of Play services, et cetera, et cetera. Some of the apps are not, those types of apps are no longer available on the Play Store.
Yeah, and actually I watch it a lot on my TV, YouTube, a lot, probably more than regular cable TV.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not an avid YouTube watcher, unless it's maybe ham-related stuff. But yeah, it is getting ridiculous. Even Facebook has gotten out of hand, right? So, I mean, I just watch a lot of stuff off of Rumble. I have no, Rumble is I think, better than YouTube in many regards, but to each his own.
Yeah, oh, I've got Rumble. I look at it occasionally, too. There's so much. And I'm going to be cutting the cable in the new year, around March, when my contract runs out with Rogers. And we'll see how that goes.
Well, you know, depending where you are, I mean, the local channels, just throw out a piece of wire outside your window. And if you have an ATSC tuner, you'll catch something. And depending where you are, you could catch actually quite a lot for, you know. But, I mean, if you live in Toronto, you catch over 50 or 60 over-the-air channels because, what, you got Buffalo, you got Detroit, you got Windsor, you got a whole bunch. It's crazy what you could pick up over here, over in Toronto. But over here, you know, just the local crap and just south of the line, you maybe get 20 in total.
Yeah. I'm going to probably try that. Talking to ROX Jim there, and he's got a simple antenna, basically, that you can get at Best Buy. And just see what I can pick up. You're right, I'll probably get some stuff from south of the border here. But back east, that sounds cool. Well, you can get down into deep into the heart of the U.S.
Yeah, and you have these little puddles called the Great Lakes that help a lot, too.
Right, yeah. Anyway, so everything's going okay, Harry? Had a good Christmas?
Yeah, lots of food. Yeah, no complaints on this side. Being around family's a priority, so that's what counts the most.
Well, I didn't see any of the family, but that's okay. I will after. Things change.
Yeah, so true. Anyway, Jim, I will be listening. I'm just programming this new radio handheld I got, and I will let you go, but I'll be listening. V7HCP.
Yeah, we're here, Harry, if you want to test out your radio. V7ZOJ, V7HCP. Harry, do you have that horse anymore? Oh, he's gone. Oh, well.
This is Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Delta Oscar Monitoring.